If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush. On Early Break, hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend, a soggy weekend at that.
Soggy.
We discussed before the show that this was maybe not most people's dream for a weekend, but for Bill Bush, it could have been extremely great weekend for him with the weather that we had out there, which was not much sun, a lot of rain, not very warm, but you're a happy man because of this, Bill.
It was the best 3-day weekend I've ever had in my life.
Come on.
Was a weekend like that? I'm trying to think.
Pretty much.
It pretty much was.
I don't know what it was like down here in Lincoln. We were up north.
North.
On Sunday was nice. I mean, it wasn't really warm, but it was sunny all day.
Northern Nebraska.
It was okay Sunday.
Yeah. It was sunny most of the day. And then it came back again.
It did. Oh. It returned.
I drove yesterday all the way from basically South Dakota to here, and it was probably a 3.5-hour drive at least, and it rained the entire time. That was awesome.
Were you smiling?
I was smiling, and also it was very miserable out. It was cold.
50s.
Yes.
It was bad.
Yes. It was, I don't know if I've ever been that happy.
It wasn't bad for me. I had to work, so I was like, why do I give a crap? Yeah. Why do I give a crap?
Yeah, why?
Right. Yeah. It was raining. It was, and I had to work. I had to write. So, Jake made a strange text about depression, but it wasn't.
Well, you asked. No,
no, the strangest thing is that was write a caption. Yeah. That was, I've never been. First of all, I thought of, I go, hang on here. Who has Sipple's phone? Right away, I go, he's in Manawa?
No,
he's at Hartley School. You've had a head injury.
We had a picture.
You had a head injury. I text Heyman immediately. I said, I go, I think Steve is concussed. Right, he's concussed.
You guys did a great job. Yeah.
You sent a picture of us out of nowhere of a soccer goal, a ball in a goal, and you said, write a caption. Now, go.
I didn't say
and
now.
So, yeah, yes. I was depressed because the weather was, I was opposite of Bill. I was depressed by the fact it rained all day.
You
and
guys
so
did good on this.
I had a little depression.
Shocked. I was shocked.
Do you have the answers,
yes,
what we said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I didn't do this to take it on the air. I just thought.
Well, it is now.
I mean, it goes with the weather discussion.
The chat.
It's idle chit chat. It goes with the weather in that it was rainy. I was waiting to take Bullet out all day. I'd look out and say, Bullet, not quite yet. Just hold on. And then it broke around, I'm going to say dinner time. And we went to the park. You know, I just said, all right, let's go. And then a bunch of people came too. So there's people all over just watching for the rain to break. Anyway. Yeah, there was a ball there because there's always people playing soccer. But me and Bullet made it first, So I took a picture of the red, white, and blue soccer ball.
Yes, you did.
In the goal at Hartley and said, write a caption. I didn't think it was a big deal. You guys did good, though. I was shocked by how well you did.
What were the answers?
Jake's was, now you probably finished second in this, but it's
that's,
okay.
That's fine. I don't write the headlines.
I wasn't making a contest either.
It was
not a
contest.
No, it's just write a caption.
Yeah.
When you're caught in a lull, go score a goal.
I thought it was great.
It's pretty
I said
good.
It right away.
Say it again.
When you're caught in a lull, go score a goal.
Now, what was the second part of that, though?
Overcoming depression is our theme today. But that was the odd part.
Yeah, that was the odd part.
Depressed from the
there's
rain.
A ball and a goal, so that was good. It's on. It's you can see. Can you guys see the Regal turf?
Yes, it looks great.
I mean, it looks like Alabama could play there. Okay, then Bills. Bills was really funny. I was shocked. His caption was, when playing trespassing soccer, you don't need a locker. I mean, it's not trespassing. The gate's open.
The phrase trespassing soccer is just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Oh, by the way, I have a weird indentation in my... Oh, I can feel it right now. I would have you feel it, but it's on my thigh.
Feel my thigh.
But I have...
Did you kick it too hard?
No. From the last time. I just discovered it the other day. I have a strange indentation in my thigh muscle. Like, I really messed it up. Yeah. Like, if you felt... There's an indentation here, not here. Like, I did something very odd.
So you were kicking with the boots? Is that
I was kicking with those big boots.
You went down. You had a quad injury.
A weird quad injury, and it's weird. I'm permanently deformed now. It doesn't hurt. I just noticed the other day in the mirror. I'm like, what's that bump? And lo and behold. But anyway, that was it. That was idle chit-chat for me. We had a good time at the park yesterday.
AKA the school.
I mean, it's not a pretty
park.
Much.
I call it a park.
You can't call a school ground a park.
Can I say it? Call it the school.
It's a playground.
It's a playground.
School ground.
Yeah, it's a playground. Good point.
I still think it's trespassing.
I think it is too.
I'm pretty sure it is.
They've just accepted it at this point.
They opened the gate. There's a lot of people that go there. It's not just me. There were people there all day yesterday. I mean, starting, I'd say, at 10 o'clock. And then the rain came and it subsided. But once that rain ended, here they come.
How often is the gate open, though?
Well,
hopping the fence to get in there.
During the school, no, you don't hop the fence. It's real high. During the school year, they close it. During the school year, they close it right when the school is closed, like when they kids go home.
If I'd see you out there during recess, that would be incredible. If I'd see you out there during
who's
recess,
who's that over there kicking the ball?
Hey, old man, playing goalie. That would be incredible.
That's not what you'll see though. On the weekends,
or just seeing you just like Spider-Man scaling the fence on a Tuesday night.
Sip again.
Trying to throw a bullet over the fence to get bullet in.
The gate's open, so I don't think it's trespassing. It's for public use. It's a public
You probably
use.
Have a case there. If the gate is open, you probably have a case.
Probably
in court.
A case. Probably
but still,
a case.
It's Absolutely. Questionable. It's questionable.
We should address Jake's Chick-fil-A get-up.
Yes, what is that?
Good friend of the show, Charlie Cologne. I went to Chick-fil-A for lunch randomly
on Thursday.
What a name,
too. Charlie Cologne.
And he gave you a quarter zip?
He's like, hey, what size are you? I said, I'm like a large. He's like, I guess something in the back for you. So he gave me this pullover that's the playoff quarterfinals on it and the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl on the side. An extra one for the hell of it.
You went
How about
in.
That?
I went in. I bought my lunch, and I talked to Charlie. I haven't seen him for a while, and he said, hey, what size?
Hey, do you have any free stuff?
I didn't say that. He said he had a question for me. I said, I'm a size large. All right, hang on. I'll be right back.
That should be a new lead question for every place we walk into. Excuse me? Do you have any free stuff? Anything I can get? Do you have any clothing? Every place you go
into.
In the back.
Politely.
Hey, could you guys go in the back there at McDonald's? Did you guys have, is there a hat? You never know what can happen.
I wouldn't be surprised if there is stuff. Jake found out that there is it.
Chick-fil-A. Right? That's the only story. That's the only backstory here is Charlie was very generous. That's all I got for that.
Was it kind of a business call?
No, I went in for lunch. Charlie is never there when I'm there, and he was randomly there. So we chatted for like a half hour, just talked about life. Caught up.
You
not,
and Charlie.
Not business talk. Just life talk.
I don't chit chat. It's really interesting.
Charlie does a lot of speaking around town.
Charlie is a busy guy.
Yeah, he's very much. He's very wanted by the business community to come talk to, whether it be students, whether it be. I mean, he's like the lead guy. It's like
if he's not lead, he's up there. Yeah.
You want to get on with your life?
I do.
First thing you say is, talk to Charlie.
Really? Talk to Charlie
Cologne.
That's
the first thing I'd say.
Charlie Cologne.
First thing I'd say, I get to Chick-fil-A immediately and talk to Charlie.
What's his title?
Well, he's the franchisee there.
Yeah. So
he's the boss, the man in charge. Yeah.
Charlie Cologne, he's also a former Nebraska catcher. Do you remember that at all?
I do. I do remember.
You're old enough.
Just because the name struck with me.
It was John Sanders.
Yes. Buck Belzer.
I think he worked with Phil Ruhlman at Gallup as well.
No,
I didn't work directly with him, but did work at Gallup.
Phil Ruhlman, great, great review from Trix. Yeah. Trix went with their family, met Phil. Requested to meet Phil.
And Phil come to the table.
Yes.
Of course
and
he did.
Stayed at the table. Not permanent.
So over welcome. Ate his whole meal there.
But thank you, Phil. No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Trix had chicken and pasta. And that was about it. There's a bunch of people there.
Phil's
it was a great experience though. Phil did a great job.
Phil texted me last night. But sold out in 2 days.
It's sold out?
Sold out.
It's
there.
Sold out.
July is
Wait
hot.
A second. Are you serious
hang on
right
a second.
Now?
Hang on a second, Bill. Yeah. You can't tell without that. Have this prepared. Hang on.
Yeah, that's borderline. Yeah. Presented as news.
Please present what you just did, Bill, in breaking news fashion.
Well, there's an event going on that Phil has organized with the Breakers, and the Stool will be there. For an event, an incredible meal, drink tickets.
June 25th.
Yes, dessert will be there, and then there will be a show by the Stool. And he's put it up for 72 only. That's it. It's a private event, and it's sold out in 2 days.
I didn't know this.
I'm overwhelmed.
And they're halfway booked through the July one is halfway booked.
All right, we got to get the July one booked up. Right.
Well, it hasn't even happened yet. The first one hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, so ahead of
we'll be fine.
Yeah. So Phil says it's been an incredible following. He said of people coming in, and now he had to turn some people away and had to.
Well, he said 72 is going to be uncomfortable for people.
That's what he said, and it got uncomfortable. Phil said they had to move into the July slot or August slot, but he has a spreadsheet obviously from he used the Gallup spreadsheet to have this all written down.
He does.
Yes. That's got to be an incredible spreadsheet. It has to be.
Thank you for checking on it.
Yeah, checked in on that.
I appreciate it.
Phil Ruhlman.
What we need is like a card that has all the information that I can give it to people when they ask. Sometimes
well, not for June. That one's packed. It was full. July? We'll give you the
July 20th.
Get you a card for July. I think July 30th, I think.
Just need the date and the phone number so I can always...
I can make that for you. I'll make that for you.
Just so you can whip.
Bill, there's a question on the text line regarding the drought.
Drought's over.
Drought's over. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you drought's say it's over?
Well, the one thing that's happened is a couple things, just get into ag, if I could.
Yeah.
I wish you would.
Is that it's not been an overwhelming number of amount of rain, but I can't imagine farmers being happier than a 4-day soak fest of just slow, no runoff, just everything.
100.
Yeah, so I think everything is just we hit a happy spot here.
Did we? Well, we did for you.
Yes, we did. Also,
gray and gloomy.
I want to bring this up to the Nebraska to the farmers and to the people to try to get out if you can get outside of town and drive to Wahoo, drive someplace, get out for a good decent drive. There is about a 4-day window of beauty that you only catch this time of year.
Okay, is that?
And the 4-day window of beauty is this. The corn is about 2 inches to 2.5 inches high. So when you're driving, you see the green, then you see the brown of the soil. And it's an incredible, and you see the turn.
It is Walt Whitman's.
It is a window of time you only get for five days.
You see the what? You see the green and the brown.
The green and the brown. So you have the soil you can see, and then you see the rows perfectly. Once this grows up about another 2 or 3 inches, then everything covers up right now. Then you don't see the soil anymore. You can still see there's rows there, but you don't see the soil.
What's the 5-day stretch? Is that right now?
Right now,
we're
in it right
now.
The
5-day stretch is now.
I was amazed driving.
Drive to Fremont.
When I was driving
get
home.
Get on 56, go.
Right now.
When 56. I was driving home yesterday, I was just in amazement of how beautiful it looked. It's a slight drizzle. The ground is, it was so dark. And then the green popping up, which was just radiant green.
You are a poet. Now, hold on. So you would suggest today maybe jumping in the car, the Cord or the truck, yeah, and driving to Fremont.
Fremont would be a great drive.
This is right.
Beatrice would be a great drive. Now we'll say
okay,
this.
Beatrice.
Look at the fields.
Yeah, look at the
could
fields.
Could go to Beatrice too.
You could do that.
Or yeah, or what's the town you guys always talk about on the way there? Cortland.
Cortland, yeah, yes.
Pickerel, Cortland, Princeton.
Let's drive that way. Yeah.
You'll like it. It's a little bit more developed south than it is north. But that, I've saw hundreds of fields, and it looked incredible.
I don't know what to say about you sometimes. You're like a poet.
He's very observant when he's driving. Very.
Poetry. Mm.
I also drove for like an hour and a half with nothing on.
Just nothing complete, on. You're naked.
Just
too much information.
Too much information.
Naked and
why would you come to the air with that?
No radio is what I meant. No audio sound. Clothing was
the sound of the road.
It's the sound of the road.
Drive around naked.
And the wipers just windshield wipers.
Do you like why you have Sirius?
It's just an Eddie Rabbit song, isn't it? Windshield wipers.
Slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the
song on the radio.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, come on.
Eddie Rabbit. Come on. He's a Hall of Famer.
So why? Why did you want to go in silence?
I don't know. I just didn't really put anything on.
I understand.
Also, I'm a big fan of what Cornell did to win the lacrosse championship. I'm a big fan. That's incredible.
What they do?
They won it all. Cornell wins it all.
The Big Red.
Men or women?
What's that?
The men.
And that was against, you're talking about, this is against the ACC, against the North Carolinas, the Dukes, the Marylands from the Big Ten. All these teams, they win it. That was cool. But I'm just telling you right now, lacrosse on live radio, I struggle with that one.
Oh, it was on live radio. Live radio.
So I'm like,
wow.
So, okay.
84?
So, yeah, I went silent for a while. That's why I went silent.
Can we talk about 84?
That's fine, yeah.
84.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Yes.
I'm serious. Okay, well, sports, as long as we're doing that, okay, the highlight for me, you guys probably were out and about, was the Indy 500.
I didn't watch that.
It was...
I didn't either. I was following it. I was tracking it a little bit when I did have some radio on, but I didn't.
Just this quick sports. Alex Palooza from Barcelona, he won it. Just quick. I mean, this
you watched the whole thing?
Missing Tooth Greg was working on my truck, and I watched. I'd say I watched all but, I don't know, 20 laps.
Yeah. You watched 480 laps.
he has raced in, Alex Palou won it. He has raced in 6 IndyCar races this season and has won 5. Which is staggering.
Wow. That's staggering. That's a pretty good percentage there.
Yeah, he's a dude, and it was an interesting race because the track was only 72 degrees, and so the tires weren't gripping. They need heat, and it was just calamity after calamity. Mm-hmm. Guys going into the pits too hot, skidding out into the pits, hitting pit crew members. Mm-hmm. It was the young guys driving the cars. I can't believe what I'm saying right now, but I watched the broadcast. I don't think they adjusted to the conditions at all. I mean, some of them did. Alex Palou obviously did.
And someone says there was a wreck on the pace lap.
There was,
and a car got totaled.
I thought of Bill. The guys in a Pennzoil yellow car on a pace lap, and he was. You know how they do the thing?
They're warming him up back.
Yeah,
that's so cool when they do wrecked that. Yeah.
The guy over steered and went into the wall
on the pace lap.
He did. It was embarrassing. I told Missing Tooth Greg, that's got to be the height of embarrassment. Like we didn't make it through the.
I just want to imagine.
I hate to laugh, but
just imagine this one. This thing of the Kentucky Derby there, and they always show the owners. Imagine some of the owner of the car. All of a sudden, they're showing him. He's sitting there going, "All right, honey, here we go."
No. He just steered it into the wall.
This is his moment. He just steered in the wall. Come on,
he's
man.
Doing it.
He's getting all excited. Like, also, whoop.
Yeah, Bill's right. They do that thing where they.
Oh, it's so cool looking. They warm.
What do? They kind of like
they're warming their tires up, right? Yeah,
yeah. They're getting the tires.
So the caution flag goes up because the pace car messed up.
Oh, there's a lot of weird incredible stuff. It was calamity after calamity. Oh. One guy's car went on fire in the pit stop. Just went on fire. I think it was a gearbox. And there's another guy who skidded in and took out one of his crew members who was injured. Hmm. It was nuts. But anyway, Alex Palou. Indy 500. And the broadcast, one thing I want to say, I don't watch it. This is the first time I've watched it in years. The broadcast is really strong. Like, it's a really strong, like, it's so almost, I don't know how they do it. Like, it's just.
I'm a little embarrassed of myself.
Why?
That I didn't do more to watch it and see.
No, you're fine.
Because
you don't need to watch
I don't know if you'd
it
be.
During the baseball.
If all of a sudden, you as me, Jake, whoever, we just go to the Indian and we watch it. We would be so amazed in shock that someone is traveling at that speed.
230.
That close to each other. I mean, right now, when I get to about 78, I'm like, ooh, easy there. Easy.
They're going 235.
235. Yes.
It's like they're shot out of a cannon. It is amazing.
We talked about your tailgating last week. They do this the whole time intentionally. They're tailgating the whole time going 200 miles per hour.
They're trying to draft off each other.
They get closer.
Yeah.
For 500 miles. Imagine some guy tailgating you for 500 miles.
Going 230 miles an hour.
I'm driving to Houston. And then a guy's a foot behind me from Lincoln to Houston.
Give me some space. And you know what's really annoying? Now, I don't know if Missing Tooth Greg was a car racer. So we're amateurs.
And a hockey player.
Yeah, we're amateurs in this discussion. But you know what would annoy me? I think I gave this voice to Greg. So the broadcast is so good. They show the guys in the cockpit so you can see them in the cockpit, and you can also hear what their team is saying to them. Yeah. That would be incredibly annoying. You have a guy in your ear going, "Take him now."
Yeah.
It's like, come on. I mean, I would be like, all right, just shutty. All right, I'll do this. You do what you do. Like, yeah, you take him now. I'm like, come on.
And did he scale the fence like they do?
They
is that part of the tradition? When
he jumped out of his car.
Yeah, I think that is.
Yeah, he jumped out of his car, and then the pit crew, he was way down the track, and a pit crew ran toward him. I don't remember him. They had to run a sizable distance to get to him. He stood on his car, you know, in a victory celebration. And I don't know. I don't know if he scaled a fence or not. If he did, I missed
it. Let's see the highlights.
Indy 500, Alex Palou won.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Sign up for a fertilizer program this month. And if your name is drawn on Thursday, that's May 29th, 200% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day. Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Newton's Lawn Care, Idle Chit Chat sponsor. Nebraska baseball, Big Ten champs. We talked about last week. We mocked the whole bracket and the pool play and
I
how
still mock that.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that.
It worked out for Nebraska.
Not,
yeah.
Not backing off of that one.
That's fine. Mocking is fine, but it worked out for Nebraska. Of course, we go back to Tuesday. They get the fortunate drop in the outfield to extend that game. Nebraska beats Michigan State 5-4. They beat Oregon handily on Friday and then play Penn State Saturday. I think they was it 5-2, 5-3? And then they win on Sunday 5-0. Ty Horn, 8 shutout innings for Nebraska on the mound. They take down UCLA 5-0, and they're on to the regional in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They'll play Oklahoma on Friday, but what a run it was for the 8-seed Huskers. Back-to-back Big Ten tournament champs. Back-to-back.
Ty Horn was amazing. Horn was really highly recruited. I remember he's from Kansas, Halstead, Kansas. I mean, he's been good, but not like he was on. That was a shiny moment.
He was dominant on Sunday.
Yeah, he looked like Tom Seaver. Mm. Yeah, well, Jim Palmer. He elicited memories of the all-time great. He was really good. Ty Horn was gigantic. That was Sunday? That was during the Indy 500.
That was Sunday.
Yeah, it was during the Indy 500. We were flipping back and forth. Horn was good. He's their usual Saturday starter. Nebraska's won 9 straight games dating to last season. Mm. In the Big Ten tournament. 9 straight.
Right. That's
in the
so
Big
good.
Ten tournament. Yeah, they got something going. I don't know exactly if they like that part. Who knows? Childress seems to have it figured out from a pitching standpoint. It's a big park, and not many home runs. Will changed the narrative quite a bit, right?
He did.
I don't even know if you can use the word quite a bit. That's incredible to win the Big Ten tournament twice.
Back-to-back.
Haven't lost in 9 games. And the storyline that still is that Jake hit on it, but it's still just mind-blowing. They're out in the first round. Just
Michigan
the guy
State
just drops
the ball.
Hit right to him, and they're out.
It's amazing.
And I mean, that's what...
break.
Game's over.
That's how crazy. That's why the only thing that's worth even being part of is reality TV, which is sports, which is live, and you can't record the crap. I mean, it's unbelievable. He drops the ball. We're all watching the game. I was like he dropped the ball.
Yep. Oh, everybody.
And the next thing you know, they're at 5-0 in the finals.
Right.
Yep. It's like what
they
just
caught a break.
And so I think about this one about catching breaks. First thing would be, well, you know what the hitter did? Who hit the ball that he dropped? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I forget who that was.
A liner to right field.
Yeah, but my point is, you know what he did? He put the ball in play.
Yep.
He didn't strike out.
That's what Ron would say.
He put the ball in play.
Correct.
And gave him a chance to at least have the ball out there to have a chance for something good to happen to you.
Yep.
And it was probably, would you guys say if he had 100 of them, he'd catch 99?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe 98.
Let's go with 98.
Let's go 98.
Give one more mistake.
Get one more mistake in there.
He had to reach up.
It scored out of his glove. It was completely
in his glove.
Completely in his glove.
And also, he didn't have to move more than maybe
a couple feet.
Maybe 9 to 12 inches.
Step and a half back.
That was it.
Yeah.
But my point is, so when chance happens, just think about this. What saved the life of Ryan Day? The new playoff system.
Yeah.
If not, he's out of the playoffs. After they lose to Michigan.
Yep.
And
yep.
Not even 100% sure he still has his job.
No, I don't know.
Instead, he's national champion. If he does, they're not making the playoffs,
and he's
obviously.
Hailed.
Right now he's hailed.
Hailed.
They had parades.
Will Bolt is hailed.
Yes.
But it was, you're right. If they lose to Michigan State, he's not Hale.
No, the conversation would have been, it'd been a grim offseason.
I'll tell you what the conversation is. Will Bolt's made two NCAA tournaments in 5 years. Six, counting the COVID season, which doesn't count, so five. And that's not good enough. That would be the conversation.
But instead?
Instead, he's made three NCAA tournaments in
back
5 years.
Back, nine,
and that's good enough.
And won nine like that. So now you're going like, is it good enough? Does he get a statue? That's kind of like, I don't know.
Back-to-back
champions.
Won nine straight games.
He's won back-to-back Big Ten tournaments, and he also has a regular season Big Ten championship, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, now you start to say, oh, yeah, he's getting it done.
Yeah.
And the other part of it is people are probably screaming on the text line. They did lose their ace pitcher early in
Mason McConaughey.
Mason Big Lake McConaughey.
Big Lake. Big Lake.
He went out like in the first week of the season. And they also lost Tucker Timmerman for a period.
He's back, though.
Yeah, he's back. He's back, but they lost him for a period.
They did. He got hit in the face.
Yeah.
He had a line drive to the face, and they won that game early on.
But just remarkable. Yeah. It appeared that the crowd looked great.
15,129. 15,129 on Sunday. The championship.
And that weather looked decent. It was decent where I was at. It would look decent in Omaha, too, correct?
It was good.
Yeah. And I missed.
You were there, weren't you?
I went Saturday, so I forgot. Saturday, it was just a couple days ago, but the Friday night game got rained out. It got pushed to 9 a.m. Saturday. So that's Oregon, right. Nebraska, 9 a.m. Saturday. The Huskers win, and they play at 5 o'clock against Penn State. I was at that game.
With Swim.
Swim was there with me, and Scotland and Elizabeth. We went to the game.
They went to the game together.
How about that?
The ticket.
Did not go Sunday, though. Just watch that game.
You were there, though, to see them beat Penn State.
Yes.
Yeah. And who pitched that game? Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
I'm already forgetting. I'm already forgetting.
Holy Jake Stuhl.
Well, Jake, okay. You were there.
I was there.
You'd be the guy we'd want to.
We
wanted to lean on someone right now. Right. I'd lean on the guy that was at the game.
Well, they hit a home run to the right field. That was Gabe Swanson. They helped put that game away late. That was loud.
Swanson's.
He's just so good in May.
He loves.
So good in the postseason.
He must love that stadium. Hey, how was the crowd that day? About 8,000, was it?
Yes, it wasn't nearly as much, but it was rainy, and it wasn't the final. The final, as Bill said, is much better weather yesterday.
2 o'clock
on Sunday.
Yeah. So 2 o'clock, there was a lot going on Sunday. The softball team was playing, the Indy 500 was going, and the baseball team was playing. It was a lot.
A lot going on.
Yeah. The softball team, of course, lost.
Let's get that in a second, yeah.
Just going to say the score.
You got this, boy, wow.
He lost 1-0.
Wow, yeah. Okay. That got very awkward.
By the way, thank you, Casey, on the YouTube. It was Tucker Timmerman did start the Penn State game, and then Drew Christo pitched the rest of that.
Okay. Got Christo's been money, too. So I would say this about the format, Bill. The pitchers like it, I bet. I mean, I think if you're a pitching coach, you like it. Nebraska played four games as opposed to six. You know, it's easier to manage your pitching staff. I'm not saying I like the format, but if I was a Rob Childress, I might like it a little.
Would they have played six?
Well, they could. They did last year.
Wasn't a single elimination, though.
No, it was the old format.
Yeah, so it's...
What I'm saying, though, is this format cuts down on the number of games that you play and therefore saves
you. But, like,
staff.
The team that won the SEC, it's even less.
Could be.
The Vanderbilt only had three days. That was it. So the you had the double buys, you had the buys. So if you were
I see what you're saying.
So yeah, that it doesn't. I understand the part. It's less than last year.
Less than last.
But year. But the single elimination tournament's way better. And I would bet that Nebraska that the Big Ten will be in a single elimination tournament like everyone else did.
Oh God,
that made sense.
I just can't believe they'd come back.
I would listen to the radio of people like on the pundits going, well, there's some games in the Big Ten tournament. Doesn't matter because Penn State's already advanced and these two teams haven't.
Right.
They will play,
so
and they will immediately go to the airport and fly home.
They will not.
Yeah, happen. And so there's no. And it's like, God. Well, this is gonna be it launches into next year, and really, no, it's not.
It would be really interesting if they planted their flag and said, no, we're doing the same form.
Made no sense.
Hey, Nebraska, won. Shouldn't you be happy? Yeah. They'll say. By the way, it was Jackson Brockett pitched against Oregon. He was great in that game. On Saturday morning, then Timmerman,
okay,
then Penn State, and then Ty Horn Sunday. Teams who did not make the NCAA tournament got left out. Iowa was in the Final Four. They lost to UCLA on Saturday. They miss the tournament. This is a team that led the Big Ten the majority of the baseball season, fell apart at the end.
Fell apart when the schedule got tough. Correct. That's what happened.
So they missed the tournament
completely. Schedule got tough.
And preseason number one Texas A&M was one of the first four teams left out of the tournament. So,
preseason Trev Albert, number one.
Not going to the postseason.
Didn't make it into 64.
Nope.
Ooh.
It's rough.
Softball, number one seed, beat by Liberty. Upset.
Ooh, who's that?
A&M.
Oh, A&M.
And Liberty.
Ooh.
Number one seed in the
Those
tournament.
Those are hits.
Those are hits.
Liberty took them out?
Yes. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Liberty.
Liberty took them out. And Texas A&M's baseball team did not make
the tournament.
There's not a crown jewel tournament in baseball.
Not that I'm aware of. We can look at that though.
The coach did not get retained. He went to Texas. They're a two seed in the tournament, and then Buzz Williams is gone.
The buzzer.
Things seem to
easy.
Interesting times.
Seem to be trending A&M. Well. I think things are on the upside down there.
Things are going well at A&M.
Trev got things turned around.
Easy.
Congrats again to Nebraska baseball. They'll play Oklahoma Friday in the Chapel Hill Regional in Carolina.
Oklahoma.
Two-seed Oklahoma. Nebraska three-seed. Oklahoma two-seed.
Oklahoma 35-20. 14-16 in the SEC. Just a little advanced scout. They lost six of their last seven. They lost six of their last seven of the regular season and then went 2-1 in the SEC tournament. Now, they'll pitch a guy named Kyson Witherspoon, who's, I guess, a top 10 pick. Now, he's a bear. I assume they'll face him. Is there any shot? I'm thinking out loud. I didn't talk
to anybody. It's risky. Risky holding your ace back.
You got to win.
That's what I was going to ask.
You don't want to be in losers' bracket.
You got to win. Yeah, you got to win. First game is critical.
Yep.
Okay. You don't hold him back. Nebraska will probably see Kyle Witherspoon, 247 ERA in 91 innings, right-hander. And, yeah,
who are the other two teams?
North Carolina.
Holy Cross and North Carolina.
Holy Cross. Okay, that's the one I was wondering.
Holy Cross is the fourth seed.
Holy Cross, yes. So I don't know what time Nebraska plays on Friday.
We'll get an update on that after the break.
I don't know. Do we know that?
I think we do.
Okay,
after the break. We have softball again. See how that goes.
When we come back, we'll hit on the softball team.
All right,
a great season, a little rough ending. We'll discuss that next in early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.